নূর Welcome in our program, Summary of Tafsirul Quran. We were discussing first part of the Holy Quran, first para, and in our previous program, we discussed from first ruku till seventh ruku. Today we'll discuss from eighth ruku till the end of the para. In eighth ruku, there are some matters which Allah Subhanahu has mentioned. The first thing, Allah Azza wa Jal told the criterion and the standard upon which Allah Azza wa Jal judge people. How can a person become deserving of reward from Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah Azza wa Jal describes, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. All the people, if they are believers and they do good deeds, these are two conditions for getting a reward in the court of Allah. So whosoever believes in Allah and in the day of judgment, so these are the people who have reward with Allah, and there wouldn't be any fear for them, and they wouldn't be grieved on the day of judgment. So that is the law of Almighty Allah, which Allah Azza wa Jal has described in this place. Then Allah Azza wa Jal told about the habits and routine of people of Bani Israel. Mostly and usually, they used to refuse to accept the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when they were forced to accept, then they used to accept. As Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned here, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ. And remember, when we took covenant from you and we raised mountain of Tur above your head to hold fast Torah, the commandments of Torah, and accept the commandment of Almighty Allah. Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned one incident of Bani Israel in which they transgressed all the limits. What was that? In their religion, Allah Azza wa Jal forbade them to do any worldly thing on Saturday, as Friday is very sacred for us. For Bani Israel, Saturday was very sacred. But they have some other commandments as well. They were not allowed to do any worldly matter on Saturday. So, but they did on that day, and then Allah Azza wa Jal afflicted his punishment to them. And they were made monkeys, despised and rejected. So that was their severe punishment, and Allah Azza wa Jal made that punishment as example for them and for those people who came after them. Then Allah Azza wa Jal told about a story of cow. One person was killed in Bani Israel, and they blamed each other. That person has killed, no, that person has killed. So then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them to sacrifice a cow, but they started excusing. They started giving excuses in front of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So they questioned again and again, and then at the end they had to sacrifice a cow. So when they sacrificed, Allah Azza wa Jal told, فَقُلْ نَضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So we said, strike him, the dead man, with a piece of it, piece of cow. Thus Allah brings the dead to life and shows you his ayah. Means Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them to strike the dead body with the piece of that cow. And Allah Azza wa Jal through that made that person alive. And after getting life, that person told the people, who has killed me? So then that person was punished. So now Allah Azza wa Jal mentioning after that story, كَذَٰلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى. In the same way, Allah Azza wa Jal will make the people alive on the day of judgment. That is in the power of Allah. And then there is another wisdom and another wisdom behind the story, that when Allah Azza wa Jal gives any commandment, so there shouldn't be any excuse in front of that. Whatever Allah Azza wa Jal command, we have to accept, and we must accept and we must act upon regarding that. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِن بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةَ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةَ. It's after observing many signs from Allah Azza wa Jal, after observing many things from Allah Azza wa Jal, even then the hearts of the people of Bani Israel got very hard like stones. Though they have seen, they have observed the signs from Allah Azza wa Jal, and after that they must have accepted all the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they must have acted upon them. But after observing them, their hearts remain hard like stones. So here Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, ثُمَّ قَسَدْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةَ. Then after that, your hearts were hardened and became as stones, or even worse in hardness. And it happens when Allah Azza wa Jal shows his signs, his mercies, his favors again and again, and after all those signs and favors, if a person doesn't accept admonish and he doesn't accept the commandment of Allah, so then it shows that his heart is very hard like stone, or worse than that. So it happens with all the people who observe the signs of Allah, who receive the favors of Allah, but even then they don't act upon the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it happens with them. Then أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِن بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. O companions of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you wish they should accept your faith, your religion, your Islam, but their condition and their history is totally different from that. That is aligned to you, because what was their condition? There were many people among these people who listened to the word of Allah, who listened to the book of Allah, who received the book of Allah. But after receiving that book, what did they do? ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِن بَعْدِ مَا أَقَلُوا. After understanding that book of Allah, they distorted that book. They brought many changes in that book. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they did that knowingly. So then that is the condition of these people. They received the book of Allah, they understood the book of Allah, but even then, if they have distorted the book of Allah, so how can you wish and how can you hope about these people to accept your faith, accept your religion? So it will never happen. Then Allah Azza wa Jal told the hypocrisy of these people, and which has been mentioned in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah as well. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَا بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Their condition is different when they are with Muslims, and they are totally different when they are with their leaders. So they are hypocrites. Their inward condition is different and their outward condition is different. Then Allah Azza wa Jal warned these people, أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal warned them about their hypocrisy. Though they are concealing their inner condition, their inner disbelief from Muslims, but they can't conceal from Allah Azza wa Jal, because Allah knows what they conceal and what they reveal. So though they are concealing their disbelief and their infidelity from Muslims, and they show in front of their own people, but Allah knows everything. أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, Know they not that Allah knows what they conceal and what they reveal? So why are they concealing their disbelief from Muslims? Because Muslims, they won't give any reward to them. Allah Azza wa Jal will give them any reward. So when reward is from Allah Azza wa Jal, and when they have to receive reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, so how can they conceal from Muslim, and what would be the benefit? What would be the advantage of concealing that disbelief from Muslims when Allah knows that, and Allah will give them reward or Allah will give them punishment? Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentions another group of people of book, Bani Israel. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. And they are among them unlettered people who know not the book, but they trust upon false desires and they but guess. As there were many scholars among Bani Israel, so their public, the average people, they were illiterate people. So they didn't read the book of Allah and they didn't understand the book of Allah. So what was their life and what was their faith? Only their wishes, only their desires, only their fabricated wishes. So they had in their mind that Allah will definitely forgive them. But what is that? That was written in their book, in Torah or in Jinn, or that was only their wish? So Allah Azza wa Jal told them, these are only wishes. These are only fabricated wishes which they have cultivated in their hearts, nothing else. So وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ. What were those wishes and desires? So those people say, so we will must be entered into paradise and we will must be safeguarded from the hellfire because we are the sons of prophets and we are in the lineage of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Yaqub alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam and other prophets. So because we are in the lineage of these great prophets of Allah, so that's why Allah Azza wa Jal will definitely safeguard us from the hellfire and Allah Azza wa Jal will make us enter into paradise. So these were their wishes and these were their desires which have been refuted in this place. Allah Azza wa Jal told them, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ. They didn't read the book of Allah. They did not understand the book of Allah. If they had read the book of Allah, they would have understood what is the law of Allah, what is the commandment of Allah, what is the promise of Allah regarding those people. What is the law of Allah? Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in many places. As in this same ruku, in the beginning of section number 8, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم. Who will get salvation on the day of judgment? Who will get a reward from Allah Azza wa Jal? Whose reward is with Allah? Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا. Who believes in Allah and in the day of judgment and then he does good deed. He does good deed. So practicing believers, having faith and then doing good deeds is the law of Allah Azza wa Jal to grant any person reward. So that is the law of Allah which Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned. So these people of Bani Israel who were illiterate, who were unlettered, so because they didn't read the book of Allah, if they read the book of Allah, so they must have read this law of Allah Azza wa Jal in Torah as well. Because Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed this law in every book, that believers and practicing believers will get reward from the code of Allah, from Allah Azza wa Jal. So that was only their wishes. وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ. And they are only making guess. That is only their thoughts. That doesn't have any reality and fact. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, so that was one party of the people of Bani Israel. They were illiterate people and they were in majority. But the other people who were scholars, so now Allah Azza wa Jal is describing about scholars. Though they were scholars, their condition should be different from their illiterate people, from their public. But the condition of their scholars were also very wrong and very evil in the court of Allah. What was that? So their crime and their sin was bigger than the sin of those illiterate people. What was that? They used to change the words of Allah, they used to distort the book of Allah, and they used to bring their own wishes and their own desires in the book of Allah. And they used to show these words are from Allah Azza wa Jal and these commandments are from Allah Azza wa Jal. So that was their fabrication. And they ascribed lies upon Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned their condition and their evil actions. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ لِيَشْتَرُوا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. And so then, who are those who write the book with their own hands and then say, this is from Allah to purchase with it a little price, just to gain some worldly benefits. Just to gain some worldly benefits, they would write book with their own hands and then they ascribe to Allah. These words are from Allah Azza wa Jal, though those words were not from Allah Azza wa Jal, that was their own words. But to gain some worldly benefits, they did that. So then Allah Azza wa Jal described the punishment in the code of Allah. What is that? Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentions one statement of these people. And what was that? These were one of their amanish. That was one of their fabricated wishes. What was that? Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned. And they say, the fire of hell shall not touch us but for a few number days. Say, O Prophet, have you taken a covenant from Allah so that Allah will not break his covenant? Or is it that you say of Allah what you know not? So they were claiming that we will never be admitted into hellfire. And if we are admitted into hellfire, so that was only for a few days. After that, we will be taken out from that and we will be entered into paradise. So Allah Azza wa Jal asked them, قُلْ أَتَّخَذْتُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَهْدًا. What you are saying, is it promise with Allah Azza wa Jal? Did Allah Azza wa Jal make that promise with you? That Allah Azza wa Jal will enter you into hell for just for a few days and after that he will take you out. If that is the promise of Allah, so then Allah will fulfill his promise. But if that is not promise from Allah Azza wa Jal, so then that's the thing which you are ascribing on Allah Azza wa Jal as a lie. You are telling a lie and you are ascribing that lie with Allah Azza wa Jal. So why did they say these words? As I mentioned, these were only their fabricated wishes, because we are the sons of prophets. We are the sons of great prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's where we would be safeguarded from the hellfire. And if we were entered, then that would be only for a few days. So then Allah Azza wa Jal again mentioned his law. What is the law of Allah to enter a person into paradise or to enter a person into hellfire? What is the law of Allah? Allah Azza wa Jal mentions here, بَلَا مَنْ كَسَبَ سَيِّئَةً وَأَحَاطَتْ بِهِ خَطِيئَتُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. So, yes, whosoever earns evil and his sin has surrounded him, they are dwellers of the fire. They will dwell therein forever. That is the law of Allah. Who does evil deeds and his evil deeds surround him, means he commits infidelity, so then he would be the person of hellfire and he will remain there forever. That is the law of Allah. Though he would be the son of a very pious person, but that wouldn't give him any benefit. And who will enter into paradise? Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those people who are believers and they do good deeds. So these are the people, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. They are the people of paradise. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And they will remain in paradise forever. So these are two laws of Allah. Who is believer, whosoever is believer, then he does good deeds. So he is the person of paradise. And whosoever commits infidelity and he earns evil and his sin has surrounded him, so he would be the person of hellfire. So that's the law of Allah, not the wish, and matter doesn't depend upon the wish of these people, on the desire of these people. Then in next ruku, in section number 10, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned some commandments which he has given to Bani Israel. And these commandments are for us as well, because these are very common commandments of every religion, every true religion. So Allah mentioned, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ. Again, the covenant of Allah with Bani Israel had been discussed here. So, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, then in many other surahs, Allah Azza wa Jalla had mentioned this covenant with people of Bani Israel. So, what was that covenant? What was that covenant which has been, which is repeated again and again in the whole Quran? So, here Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned a portion of that covenant. So what was that covenant? So basically, that was the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That was a packet of commandments of Almighty Allah. وَإِذْ أَخَذَنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. And remember, when we took a covenant from the children of Israel, لا تعبدون إلا الله, worship only Allah, وبالوالدين إحسانا, and be dutiful to your parents, وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين, and do good with your relatives, with orphans and with destitute poor people, وقولوا للناس حسنا, and speak good to people, وأقيموا الصلاة, and establish prayer, وآتوا الزكاة, and pay zakah. So these were the commandments of Almighty Allah, which were included in their covenant, which Allah Azza wa Jalla made with the people of Bani Israel. So these are the commandments, and these are the covenants of Allah Azza wa Jalla with Bani Israel, worshipping Allah alone and doing good with parents and relatives and orphans and destitute, and speaking good to other people, and then establishing prayer and paying zakah. So these commandments were in every heavenly religion. In every religion, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till us, to every religion, to every prophet, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given these commandments. Worship not except Allah. Worship only Allah Azza wa Jalla. Do good with your parents and your relatives and orphans and destitute. And speak good to other people. Speak good to other people and establish prayer and pray zakah. What did these people of Bani Israel do? ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ. They turned away. They didn't follow. They didn't act upon. إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِّنْكُمْ. But a few people. A few people acted upon the commandments of Allah, but most of the people, so they didn't act upon regarding that. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla gave one example. Allah Azza wa Jalla gave one example of their transgression and their disobedience of the commandments of Allah. In which way they disobeyed the commandment of Allah, Almighty Allah had mentioned. What was that? So basically, people of Israel, they used to quarrel with each other, they used to fight with each other. Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded them not to shed the blood of your own people. Means never kill your own people and never drive out your own people from your dwellings. That was the commandment of Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded, and remember, when we took your covenant saying, shed not the blood of your people, nor turn out your own people from their dwellings, then this you ratified, and to this you bear witness. Mean you accepted the commandment of Allah and you proclaim that we will follow, O Allah, your commandments. So you accepted and you showed your intention of following that. But what did you do? Allah mentioned, ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ هَاُولَاءِ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. You did everything opposite to the commandments of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded you not to kill your own people, but you killed. Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded you not to drive out your own people from your dwelling, but you did. So you did opposite to the commandment of Allah, but in other ways you did good with your own people, but that was also against the commandment of Allah. What was that? Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, وَإِن شَأْتُوكُمْ أُسَارَى تُفَادُوهُمْ وَهُوَ مُحَرَّمٌ عَلَيْكُمْ إِخْرَاجُهُمْ. And if they come to you as captives, you ransom them, although their expulsion was forbidden to you. Means you were used to killing your own people. You are used to driving out your own people from your dwellings. But if they got captive in the hands of your enemies, so then you are paying ransom of your brother. So what is that contradiction? Because وَهُوَ مُحَرَّمُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِخْرَاجُهُمْ, their expulsion was forbidden to you. So it was haram on you. But you accepted some of the commandments of Allah and you rejected some of the commandments of Allah. Means killing them, that was haram. And driving out from the dwellings, that was haram. But you did both. But when they got captives, so then you are paying ransom. So Allah Azza wa Jal describing their deeds in these words, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. So what is this contradiction? So do you believe in a part of the scripture and reject the rest? You are believing in some portion of the book of Allah and you are refusing and rejecting the other commandments. So what is that? So what would be the recompense of those people who did these deeds? فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. What would be the recompense of these people who did these deeds? خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Humiliation in this world. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. And on the day of judgment, they would be forced to the severe punishment. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَالُونَ. Allah knows everything. So, whosoever accepts and follows some of the commandments of Allah and rejects the other commandment, his punishment, his recompense is humiliation in this world and severe punishment for them on the day of judgment. So then, in the light of this ayah, we should think about ourselves as well. Isn't it our own condition? We accept some of the commandments. If we are very fond of worships, so then in our other matters, in our manners and in our attitude towards our neighbors and parents and relatives, so that is totally different. That is not in accordance with Sharia. And if we are very polite and very kind and very good mannered and well mannered, so then in the matter of worship, we are totally neglectful. Mostly, that is the condition of most of the people. As in Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us commandments regarding everything, regarding worship as well. Ya ayyuha an-nasu ibudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. Then about social matters, there are many commandments, as in the same ayah, in the previous ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. So doing good with parents and relatives and orphans and destitute and poor people and speaking good to the others. So these are also the commandments of Allah. And what is our habit and what is our routine and what is our life, we know. We follow some of the commandments, as I have mentioned. If we are worshippers, so then we are very neglectful in social matters. And if we are very well-meant person, so then our condition in the matters of worship is very weak. So أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. It might apply on this condition as well. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, after this, in 11th section, in 11th ruku, Allah Azza wa Jal told about Bani Israel not to accept the commandments of Allah. Again, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَشِّيْنَاتِ وَأَشْهَدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. So we gave book to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and we sent many prophets after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَشِّيْنَاتِ. And we gave many signs and many proofs to clear signs to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, his healing power and his making the dead person alive, and then and knowing the unseen matters. So these were the sign of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah Azza wa Jal has given to him. Wa ashhadna bi ruhil qudus, and Allah Azza wa Jal supported and helped Isa alayhi salatu wasalam with Jibrail Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. Then one thing which Bani Israel used to say, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preached them, and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa preached them, so they used to say, our hearts are covered, that is in covering. So that's why nothing could enter into our hearts. So Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah Azza wa Jal responded them, بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُ. That is not the matter, that your hearts are in a covering, and that cover is from Allah Azza wa Jal. No, that is not the case. That is not the matter. بَلْ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. They have deserved the curse from Allah Azza wa Jal because of their infidelity. فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُ. So that is the reason. That is the reason. Because of that, they are not accepting faith and they are not believing in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's the reason. Not their hearts are covered from Allah Azza wa Jal. No, that is not the matter. Because of their infidelity, because of their jealousy, and because of their arrogance, they didn't accept and they didn't accept faith. Then Allah Azza wa Jal reminded them of their statements before the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his prophethood, these people of Bani Israel, they used to say, oh Allah, send the final prophet to whom we follow, and we would overcome all the nations with the help of that prophet. So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, when before the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to seek victory from Allah Azza wa Jal through the wasila of the final prophet. But when he came, when he appeared, when he migrated from Makkah to Medina, and when he was in front of them, so then what did they do? They disbelieved. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. Before وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ, before the advent of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ, they used to seek victory over infidels through this prophet. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ, and when this prophet came, مَا عَرَفُوا, to whom they have recognized, كَفَرُوا بِهِ, they disbelieved, they rejected to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the messenger of Allah. And what then in next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the reason. What was the reason of that denial and the rejection and refusal of Bani Israel? Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, بِئْسَ مَشْتَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ أَن يَكْفُرُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بَغْيًا أَن يُنَزِّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ عَلَى مَن يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. The reason was their jealousy. The reason was their jealousy. What was that jealousy? Basically, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was from Bani Ismail. Among Bani Israel, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent many prophets, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So all were from Bani Israel. And in the lineage of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, through Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, there was only one prophet, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And after that, the last and final prophet was our beloved prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So because before the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the prophets belonged to Bani Israel. But now prophethood has transferred from Bani Israel to Bani Ismail. So that was the reason of their jealousy. That was the reason of their jealousy, and they rejected to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as prophet, as final prophet. So that's the thing which Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned here. بَغْيًا أَن يُنَزِّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Because of that jealousy that Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed his message, عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ, upon whom he willed. So because of that matter, they had that jealousy and they refused to accept the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then there were many excuses on the tongue of Bani Israel, why don't we accept the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as messenger of Allah. So they had many excuses on their tongue, and sometimes they mentioned. So they used to say that Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us, and our own prophets have commanded us not to accept any other prophet. We have to believe only in the prophets of Bani Israel, not any other prophet. So then Allah Azza wa Jalla reminded them of some incidents, some of their history. If you are very firm believers of Torah, and if you are diehard followers of Torah, so then remember some of your evil deeds. So then what did you do? Those evil deeds. What was that? Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, قل فلما تقتلون انبياء الله من قبل ان كنتم مؤمنين. So then say, O beloved prophet, O Bani Israel, why then have you killed the prophets of Allah aforetime if you indeed have been believers? I mean, if you were believers, as you are claiming that we are believers and we believe in Torah, so if you had believed in Torah, so why have you killed the prophets of Allah? Was that commandment also in the book of Allah in Torah? That can't be in the book of Allah to kill Ma'adullah prophets of Allah. So why did you do that? If you were diehard followers of Torah, then the other thing, if you were diehard followers of the commandments of Allah, so when Musa alayhi salatu was salam went to mountain of Tur to receive book from Allah Azza wa Jal, so in his absence, so why did you take calf as worthy of worship? Why did you start worshipping calf that time if you were believers? So these two stories show openly that you were never followers of the commandments of Allah. You were the followers of your own wishes and desire. So that's why now if you are not accepting the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as messenger of Allah, so that is not because of your following the commandments of Torah. That is only because of your own wishes and desires, and because you don't want to lose your worldly benefits which you are receiving from your public, from your people. So just not to lose those benefits, you are not accepting the last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the messenger of Allah. So that's the meaning of these ayah. Inshallah, in our next program we will discuss other ayah of this Surah Al-Baqarah. May Allah grant us tawfiq to understand the Holy Quran and to act upon the commandments of the Holy Quran. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Quran is my life.